Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's Justice and Development Party suffered significant losses in local elections Sunday, including loss of control of the capital, Ankara. In Istanbul, election results remained too close to call, with both sides claiming victory. Erdogan, speaking in Istanbul to reporters, acknowledged his party had suffered setbacks and vowed to learn lessons from the poll. He promised to introduce measures to boost the economy, which is mired in recession. With half of the ballots counted Monday, comedian Volodymyr Zelensky and incumbent President Petro Poroshenko were leading in Ukraine's presidential election. Election observers, including Mikhail Shebrov from NATO's Parliamentary Assembly, hailed the election as competitive and free overall.
The number of international observers is the confirmation about the decisive moment in Ukraine's history. What I observed was a free choice by free people. Ukrainians demonstrated their strong commitment to democratic and Euro-Atlantic values. I saw the enthusiasm of citizens of all ages participating in the election process in impressive numbers.
The two men will face off in the second round of voting on April 21st. The Algerian president's office says longtime leader Abdelaziz Bouteflika will step down on April 28th when his term is due to end. There have been many demonstrations against the president in recent weeks demanding that he step down. This is VOA News. House Democrats are preparing to ramp up efforts to get the special counsel's full Russia report. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Democrats had set a deadline tomorrow to get the full report. The Justice Department appears likely to miss it, and the following day, the House Judiciary Committee will vote to authorize subpoenas to get the report. Attorney General William Barr has released a four-page summary and says he'll put out a scrubbed version of the full report by mid-month. Democrats, though, want the whole thing, unfiltered by Barr. He'd written the special counsel found no Trump campaign coordination with Russia, but he also went further than Bob Mueller by saying there's not enough evidence to prove the president obstructed the Russia investigation. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro, in an address Sunday on state television, announced a 30-day plan to ration electricity. He said schools would remain closed and the length of the workday will be cut to conserve power during the 30-day period. The rationing plan will help the government deal with the country's water and communications infrastructure, he said. A Vietnamese woman is now the only suspect remaining in detention in Malaysia for killing the half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. A lawyer for Duan Thi Hong said Monday that his client has instead pleaded guilty to the lesser charge of causing hurt by dangerous weapons or means. She was charged with smearing deadly nerve agent VX on the face of Kim Jong-nam in Kuala Lumpur's airport in February 2017. Murder charges stemming from the same incident were dropped last month against an Indonesian woman. A severe storm has ravaged parts of northern Nepal, flattening everything in its path, including houses and trees, leaving dozens dead and hundreds injured. Sajor Kumar Adhiraki is a spokesman for the Nepal Army.
The confirmed death toll is 27, and it has been said more than 400 people. More than 400 people are injured, and some of them who are seriously or severely wounded. As I said before, there are six of them that have been airlifted to Kathmandu, and all the injured people, they are undergoing the treatment in the nearby hospitals.
Rescue workers are still struggling through debris to reach the affected areas. China said Monday it's adding all fentanyl-related compounds to its list of controlled substances, beginning May 1st. U.S. officials have long campaigned for the move. Fentanyl and compounds that mimic its effects are blamed for tens of thousands of opioid overdose deaths in the U.S. each year. Donald Trump said if China placed controls on fentanyl, it would be a game changer. I'm Faith Lapidus. VOA News.
VOA1. The best news.